Om Shanti. Today is 7th May 2026. Prabhupada was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan. And we'll now listen to Baba's message via Shashiditi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Satguru, carrying loving, sweet remembrances with myself, as I reached Baba in the subtle region, what did I see there? Many, many children had already reached the subtle region. Baba was looking at each child and smiling. Baba said, all these children are my beloved ones, and they are Baba's long lost and now found children. At every second, Baba places the children in his lap and gives them a variety of experiences. So look at what Baba is going to give the children today. I said, Baba, it's the greatest fortune of the children that Baba himself is going to give the children something or the other. Baba started to smile and said, Baba gives the children something or the other all the time and gives them experiences. There was a flower that emerged in Baba's hand, and Baba gave that beautiful flower to every child. In the central area of the flower was a button. So the children had to press that button. So there was a flower in Baba's hand as well. Baba pressed the button on his flower, and as he did that, it was as though there was a shower of blessings all around. Baba then asked the children to do the same. So as the children each tried to press the button on their flower, some were able to do it, some were not able to press the button, for some the button didn't do anything. So they're looking towards Baba and saying, Baba, why is our button not getting pressed, the button on the flower? So Baba said, look at the flower closely. On the button was written, clear connection, and honesty of the mind, honesty and cleanliness of the mind. Baba explained that the Father has given the children a responsibility to fill others with the blessings, but sometimes children start thinking too much about certain situations, they get confused in certain circumstances. Because of not having clarity on certain aspects, they get trapped in the web of their own thoughts. The children have to make their minds absolutely clear. The vibrations of the present time are very powerful. On one hand, you have to reveal or glorify clarity, and on the other hand, there will be a lot of mixture as well. So vibrations of nature, Maya, are all impure. And for the children, these vibrations of time are good as well. So just as you have an internet connection or any electrical connection, where there is a clear connection, then one can receive the power. Similarly, so now according to the time, nature, the five elements and Maya are showing their games and spreading webs all around. Sometimes the children get scared looking at circumstances, sometimes They keep thinking excessively and make their own personal situations very large in their minds. So now is the time. Detach your mind from all external situations. Keep your mind very clean, connected with the Father. And be honest and clean with yourself as well. And then you will experience that you're receiving blessings from the Father directly. And just as a flower spreads its fragrance all around, you will continually be able to spread blessings all around. So such times are coming that you won't be able to reach all different corners of the world. But you have to enable every soul of the world to have an experience with the Father, connect with the Father. So what is the subtle effort you need to make? Firstly, make your stage very clear. Don't develop questions looking at circumstances, but look at time as a detached observer. Maintain a clear connection with the Father, and you will always experience protection at every step, Baba's canopy of protection, and you'll be able to give the experience of blessings to other souls. Baba was giving the children a lot of love. Baba said, apply a full stop with your intellect at every second. And as the children stabilize in that stage of putting a full stop, being clear, it was as though a fountain of blessings emerged, fountain of rays of light spread all around, and it was though that everyone was being showered with blessings. Baba said, time is showing different stages. One is the experience, the attainment of blessings, and service through these blessings. And on the other hand, time is showing through different circumstances, the different kinds of examinations. So your children should not be scared about these exams. These exams are making your inner stage strong. So now, according to the time, make yourself very, very clear in order to empower yourself, become a lighthouse and might house, experience these stages of the lighthouse and might house. Why do you need to become a lighthouse? We have to bring about such an awakening throughout the world within souls so that they have experienced the faith that, yes, God is our Father and this is that one. Souls are continually becoming more and more weak, but they need strength, they need power. They're searching for their beloved deities. So you are those ancestor souls. So you have to stabilize yourself in the stage of being might house and give strength to souls of the world and give them experiences. Baba was giving the children a lot of love. So as the children stabilize themselves in that stage, they're able to press the button on their flower and the form of the children transformed into the deity form. They had the crown on their head, they were seated on their throne. And Baba said, all of you are the future kings and queens of the world, you're masters of the new world. So Baba is giving you the experience of that stage today. I then told Baba that everyone is remembering different seniors. Ishudadi was merged first. Ishudadi was holding on to Baba's hand and walking ahead. Baba said for Ishudadi, she is a special jewel, founding members of the Yajna. She always served in the Yajna very economically. She used all the facilities of the Yajna in a very systematic way, very accurate with maintaining accounts of the Yajna. She has won Baba's heart and also the hearts of the Yajna, of the family, And with her peaceful and cheerful face, she used to give special experiences to everyone. Baba had also emerged Jagdish Bhai because his day is coming on 12th May. He was holding a pad and pen and he was writing very beautiful things. Baba said for Jagdish Bhai that through his writing, this child presented the true knowledge in front of the world. He also always gave informed others of the systems and the codes of conduct of this knowledge. So Baba Jagdish Bhai then told Baba, this is what all of you did. So no matter what he did, he always remained, Baba said, he always remained humble and tireless. There were others for whom bhog was also offered. Baba emerged all those souls in front of him, gave them drishti and blessings. As I offered the bhog to Baba, Baba first fed Ishudradi and then Jagdish Bhai and all those for whom bhog was offered. I first said, Baba, let me feed you the bhog first. But Baba said, no, the father is going to feed the children himself. So I first fed Baba and then Baba fed everyone the bhog. And that bhog reached every child. Baba also gave special remembrances to those who are having their bhatti in Pandavabhavan from Baroda. Baba said it's a very wonderful opportunity to come and have special experiences in the father's home, your home. Baba gave remembrances to everyone and I then returned. Om Shanti.